Task 1. Listen to the radio presenter and for questions 1 to 6, fill in the missing information. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date. You will hear the recording twice. You have 30 seconds to look at the task. We are ready to start.
Well, that's about it for this month's edition of Book Club. We hope you've enjoyed hearing our discussion this week. Now it's time for me to tell you about our super new competition. And I have to say, you won't believe the prize we've got for you this month. Would you believe we're giving you the chance to win your own computer? And not just a computer, it comes with a colour printer as well. This is a competition you really have to enter, isn't it? So what do you need to know? And what do you have to do? All you have to do is enter our short story competition. It couldn't be easier. We want you to write a short story up to 1,500 words long. The rules are very simple. In fact, they could hardly be simpler. We want lots of entries. What you have to do is sit down and write a short crime story using your own ideas. And they can be as strange and wonderful as you like. In fact, the stranger the better. But, and this is important, everything that happens in your story must be in the future. So just let your imagination fly away and start writing, because this could be your lucky month. Send your entries to me, Joy Jones, at the usual address. Put your name, address, telephone number and, very important this, so don't forget, your age at the end of your story. Oh, and I forgot to say, for this competition there's an age limit. You must be under 18 when you enter. Make sure you post your story in time to reach me by the 8th of March. So good luck, good writing, and good reading until next month.
Now listen again.
Well, that's about it for this month's edition of Book Club. We hope you've enjoyed hearing our discussion this week. Now it's time for me to tell you about our super new competition. And I have to say, you won't believe the prize we've got for you this month. Would you believe we're giving you the chance to win your own computer? And not just a computer, it comes with a colour printer as well. This is a competition you really have to enter, isn't it? So what do you need to know? And what do you have to do? All you have to do is enter our short story competition. It couldn't be easier. We want you to write a short story up to 1,500 words long. The rules are very simple. In fact, they could hardly be simpler. We want lots of entries. What you have to do is sit down and write a short crime story using your own ideas. And they can be as strange and wonderful as you like. In fact, the stranger the better. But, and this is important, everything that happens in your story must be in the future. So just let your imagination fly away and start writing, because this could be your lucky month. Send your entries to me, Joy Jones, at the usual address. Put your name, address, telephone number and, very important this, so don't forget, your age at the end of your story. Oh, and I forgot to say, for this competition there's an age limit. You must be under 18 when you enter. Make sure you post your story in time to reach me by the 8th of March. So good luck, good writing, and good reading until next month.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Task 2. There are 8 questions in this part. For questions 8 to 13, there are 3 answers. A, B, C. Choose the correct one. For questions 14 and 15, decide if each sentence is correct, incorrect, or the information is not mentioned. If it is correct, mark T on your answer sheet. If it is not correct, mark F on your answer sheet. If the information is not mentioned, mark NM on your answer sheet. You will hear the recording twice. You have 50 seconds to look at the task. We are ready to start.
Amy, so how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Stuart. School is so crazy these days, and when I'm not at school, I'm at work.
Hey, listen, I'm getting together with Sarah and Paul tonight, and a few of our other friends are going to join us.
Oh.
And we're going out to eat and then catch a movie. Why don't you come with us?
Hey, I'd love to, but I have to cram for a test tomorrow.
Oh, come on. We're planning on having dinner around 6:30 and then seeing a movie at 7:30. We should be home by 10:30, 11:30 at the latest. I mean, you're always saying that you don't have any friends and that your love life, well, that you don't have one. Come on.
I don't think I'd better. I haven't been feeling well lately.
Yeah, because you study too much. Well, we'll have a blast. Come on, relax.
Well,
and it's Sarah's birthday, too. And we're throwing her a small birthday party after the movie. Come on. Best friends always stick together.
Oh, okay.
Great. I'll pick you up at 6.
Okay. See you then, but I have to be back by 10:30.
10:30, midnight. It's all the same. See you at 6.
Now, listen to the text again.
Amy, so how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Stuart. School is so crazy these days, and when I'm not at school, I'm at work.
Hey, listen, I'm getting together with Sarah and Paul tonight, and a few of our other friends are going to join us.
Oh.
And we're going out to eat and then catch a movie. Why don't you come with us?
Hey, I'd love to, but I have to cram for a test tomorrow.
Oh, come on. We're planning on having dinner around 6:30 and then seeing a movie at 7:30. We should be home by 10:30, 11:30 at the latest. I mean, you're always saying that you don't have any friends and that your love life, well, that you don't have one. Come on.
I don't think I'd better. I haven't been feeling well lately.
Yeah, because you study too much. Well, we'll have a blast. Come on, relax.
Well,
and it's Sarah's birthday, too. And we're throwing her a small birthday party after the movie. Come on. Best friends always stick together.
Oh, okay.
Great. I'll pick you up at 6.
Okay. See you then, but I have to be back by 10:30.
10:30, midnight. It's all the same. See you at 6.
This is the end of the task. You have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.